Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Getting Skintimate with Faceplant Aesthetics. My name is Lauren, and today I'm sharing some of my pregnancy faves. Okay, guys, this is going to be a broad episode, and if you are listening to this episode, I can officially tell you that, I mean, I'm recording this while pregnant, but I've had my baby by this point in time because I am scheduled for a C-section before this episode is due to come out. So whether I naturally go into labor and have my emergency C-section the next couple days after recording this, or I go until my scheduled C-section, either way, I will have my baby. Oh my gosh, that's so weird. But I wanted to share some of my pregnancy faves, not just with skincare, but just in general, things that have gotten me through this time, guys. And I do want to preface this episode by saying, if for any reason this is a touchy subject to you, pregnancy and babies and whatnot, just please don't listen to this episode. I would never want to compromise anybody's mental health or anything like that. So just skip this one if it is a touchy subject for you. But other than that, I just want to share some of my pregnancy faves. And then once I've gotten more into the groove of being a mom, maybe I'll make an episode on some of my motherhood faves, whatever I want to call it that. But pregnancy ones. So first and foremost, I'm literally doing this off the top of my head, so it's going to be scatterbrained, but also what else is new with this podcast with me? First and foremost, guys, as far as morning sickness and nausea and all of that went during the first trimester specifically, the Preggy Pop drops you can get off of Amazon, that was a fave. Also, I don't like to take a ton of medications, but I will say, guys, Zofran saved my life during pregnancy with all the nausea and throwing up. I have the fear, emetophobia, whatever it is, of literally throwing up. I do not like it. It gives me really bad anxiety. I hyperventilate, and because of that, I end up throwing up more. I know it's a little TMI, but I have it. So, first trimester, no. I was mentally done telling my husband I was never going to do this again, and sometimes I still say that. But no, I couldn't do it, couldn't handle it. So the Preggy Pop drops and Zofran literally saved me. Top two pregnancy faves for nausea. Let's add a third one, sour candy. I love sour stuff. Sour is my favorite thing, and sour things do not bother me or affect me either. I've had the sourest of sour things, unfazed by it. I'm an anomaly, what can I say? But I bought like this huge tub, and truly, again, not good for me at all. And moving forward, won't be doing this again unless I'm pregnant again. But the like sour like strips, do you know what I mean? The like the sour belts, bought a tub on Amazon, saved me. Those three things. So I'd say those are three pregnancy faves as far as nausea and morning sickness goes. As far as, let's just get the pregnancy skincare out of the way, because that's so easy for me. All of my products. All of my products. But also specifically, freaking heck, like pregnancy took all of the hydration, all of the suppleness, everything out of my skin, and I feel like my skin just constantly needs love and hydration in order to look good lately. Not even lately, literally the last 9 months. So, Anfisa Hydra Bomb, love it. Green smoothie for the face, 86 antioxidants in it. Literally using it 3 to 4 times a week. It's meant to last at least 7 months. I kid you not, I've had mine for probably about a year by now. Almost a year. I think I got it in August or September. So, lasts forever, as long as you're not going crazy with the application, has saved my skin. The hydrating mask with enzymes from Glymed, you know, the green one that smells delicious, chef's kiss. Hydrafacials, thank you. Lovely. A godsend. As far as the lips go, ultra hydrating lip balm from Glymed, you know it. My lips during the end of my first trimester, beginning of my second trimester, crustiest, dustiest lips I've ever had in my life. And they literally were peeling, bleeding, everything, all the time. In my sleep, brushing up against pillow, blood would be on my pillow from my lips. I know, TMI again. Disgusting. Ultra Hydrating Lip Balm from Glymed, save me. I was not as good as applying it at that point in time, guys. That's why it probably, honestly, my lips would have been better if I was good about applying it. But this is when I felt my sickest and was not good about doing that. But anyway, love it. My pregnancy pillow, what is it? Oh my gosh, I don't even know what brand this is. Pregnancy pillow. Just get one. I didn't think I would need one or want one. You know what? No, just get a pregnancy pillow. There's a fave. I don't care what brand, whatever brand works for you, just get it. Other things, eating out. Oh my gosh, guys, pregnancy has basically made me the opposite of how I aspire to be as a human when it comes to my health, my nutrition, everything. Not good. I, throughout pregnancy, the idea of any food cooked, prepared in my home, no, not doing it, not eating it, don't want it near me. Eating out, oh my gosh, amazing. So that has been a fave of mine in pregnancy. But what can I say? You do what you can to survive this time in your life, okay? If you've ever been pregnant, I'm sure you can relate. Sleep. Guys, let me tell you, sleep during pregnancy, you know what? Just knock yourself out. Sleep a bunch, and it's amazing. Because then you're sleeping through all of the struggles that you may be experiencing. But yeah. Okay, I have to tell you guys another thing. Iron infusions. So I've always been a bit anemic. I like don't take iron supplements or pills well. I've always rejected them, like to the point where I'm miserable, throwing up, sick, all of the above. And in pregnancy especially, I got severely anemic. My kid was literally taking all of my iron from me, basically. So I had to get iron infusions for a while. If you follow me on Instagram, you probably were seeing me posting about it for a couple weeks in my third trimester when I was getting them. I was getting them every other day for, I think it was 3 weeks, something like that. Oh my gosh, guys, is this how normal people feel? Like with iron in their bodies? Iron infusions. You know what? If you're anemic, get them. Game changers. They're amazing. I love them. Okay, another thing, humidifiers. Okay, what is it called? Pregnancy rhinitis. So it's like where you get congested when you're pregnant, first trimester, and then now again towards the very end of it, I'm getting the pregnancy rhinitis where literally I'm congested. There's nothing in there. It's just I can't breathe. Humidifier though is helping me out. So if you don't have a humidifier, especially in dry Utah, and especially if you're pregnant and don't want to have pregnancy rhinitis, get a humidifier. Amazing. I have like the one that I got from my baby, which is the Freedom Mom one, I think. Yeah, the Freedom Mom one. But then I also bought a big standing one on Amazon because my husband and I were getting very, very sick 2 weeks ago and miserable. Pregnancy, when you're sick, by the way, that's not a fave. Don't recommend it. It's the worst. For sure, the worst. Another fave of mine throughout pregnancy. Again, you guys, you're really getting the tea on how unhealthy has Lauren been when she aspires to be healthy. And I know I'm not perfect with being healthy. Come on. Nobody's perfect. But compared to ideally how I'd like to be, pregnancy has just caused all that to go down the drain. But something I've loved during pregnancy, ice cream cones, vanilla ice cream cones from McDonald's, specifically McDonald's. And here is why, guys. Regular ice cream is great, right? It's nice. We love ice cream. I'm an ice cream connoisseur. I will eat all the ice cream. But I love like soft serve, like textured kind of ice cream. Do you know what I mean? Okay. McDonald's, I mean, they've had their slip ups here and there where it's more on the grainy side, but for the most part, their vanilla ice cream cones are that perfect soft serve texture. Like, pregnancy fave, a dollar something for them, right? Love them. What a nice daily treat. Yeah, I've had them daily here and there. I go into like little moments where I have them like once a day, and then I don't have them for weeks, and you know, pregnancy faves as far as entertainment goes. So here's the thing, I love reading. I'm a quick reader. I'm a book girly. Book talk is so entertaining for me because I will stay forever on book talk, just looking at new books to read, looking at people's reviews, or looking at people's theories on different books, whatever it may be. But in pregnancy, I have not had the attention span to be my normal book talk self, book girly. And don't get me wrong, I also love movies and TV shows too. I'm just a binger when it comes to these things, either way. But I have been watching, I love like true crime shows, whatever. Law and Order SVU, guys. What a beautiful show. It's had, what, 20 something seasons? And I, probably bad, I grew up watching this show. Little Lauren would be like in the living room with her teenage siblings watching this show. She probably definitely shouldn't have been with being so little, but she was. I've always loved SVU, okay? I have not obviously seen every single episode, but here I am in pregnancy. If I have nothing to do, you can best believe that I am watching as many episodes in a whole day of SVU as I can. Okay? It's just amazing. If you have the mental capacity for those kinds of shows, great show to watch. Pregnancy clothing faves. Robes, I would say. TBH, guys, if I was not out of the house for work or anywhere else where basically all I wore was sweat sets, because I only fit into 3 or 4, especially towards the second half of my pregnancy, and I refused to spend money on maternity clothes because I thought it was a waste of money. Still kind of do. If you didn't see me out and about at work or whatever in the same 3 or 4 sweat sets that I owned and was wearing throughout my pregnancy, then you can bet I was at home in nothing but a robe, okay? So as far as favorite pregnancy clothes goes, that's it, guys. Robes at home, sweat sets at work, or if I had to leave the house. That's it. I did not try to be cute this pregnancy. Maybe next time if there is a next time. But nope, we went for full-on comfort. Other faves in pregnancy. Let's go more pregnancy baby related for a second. So, as far as my baby goes, here's the thing, guys. I'm very thankful to be a mom and to have my baby, especially because I did, unfortunately, and again, I hope this is not a trigger warning to anybody, miscarry right before I got pregnant with this baby currently, actually. And there were some other struggles and everything I was dealing with. But even with all that I went through, and I am very grateful, at the same time, pregnancy, truthfully, is not my favorite thing. It's been very hard physically and mentally. And it's just a lot for me. And I've had a lot going on physically with, again, my pregnancy as well, you know, with having gestational diabetes, very low iron, having placenta previa, and having to get a C-section, all of that. Again, the emetophobia, the fear of throwing up, first trimester, throwing up like all day, every day, all night, every night, whatever it was. Not my favorite thing, but as far as pregnancy baby things that got me through the hard mental part of all of this, other than feeling my baby, seeing my baby kind of grow and kick and stuff in my belly, was actually very specifically these TikTok sounds. I don't know how to explain it, that I would come across because my TikTok feed was nothing but like pregnancy and baby related stuff. But there were these sounds where it was like kind of like a baby talking to its mom, like, "Hi, mommy, I'm currently like this many weeks. And, you know, I hiccup today," or whatever it is. Those sounds literally got me through the hardest mental days of my pregnancy. Just like hearing those and remembering like, oh my gosh, like how blessed am I to be having, like, to be growing a baby of my own with my husband that's we're gonna love so much, and like how much this baby actually does appreciate me in a way, you know. It's just kind of like a connection you feel. But those sounds kind of just solidified that, and they really just got me through those. I would be sobbing in the tub, having a very hard day, again, physically and mentally. My husband would come in like, "What's wrong?" And I would just be sobbing, like full on red in the face, sobbing, tears everywhere from these sounds, because at the end of the day, they got me through those hard times. So they were a fave of mine in pregnancy for that mental reason. I hope that makes sense. But that was a fave of mine. Another fave of mine, truthfully, was buying all the clothes for my baby. My favorite store probably was, and is like Oat Co Children, something like that. Something like that. I'm like trying to remember. Oat Children Co. Yeah, something like that. Cutest little baby clothes, and I loved shopping for baby clothes, okay? Didn't think I would, didn't think I'd care as much, but honestly, I did, because as I bought stuff, and especially when it was in my aesthetic, I was like, oh my gosh, I get to match my baby. All right, I'm just going to share like a couple more off the top of my head. Favorite thing during pregnancy, as far as you guys go, it goes, is connecting with my clients that are parents that were pregnant at the same time or whatever it is. It was a different way to connect with you guys, and it's been fun, and it's going to continue being fun. I didn't realize connection wise how much it would like make me feel more bonded to you. I'm like trying to like think of my words, but it did. And I'm very thankful for it. Like, I've loved having this new part of my life to share with you guys, and that you guys are sharing with me now, and a new way we can relate. Because I love my clients, I love what I do, and it's just so fun. And then finally, guys, I have to say, a pregnancy fave is seeing just how this has affected my husband throughout the entire pregnancy. I might cry talking about this side, okay? You guys know I love Curtis, King Curtis. We love him. He's amazing. He's nothing but the most amazing golden retriever husband, and I'm sure father ever. He's just the most amazing. But he has truly been more than what I ever could have expected from him as a partner in pregnancy, for me. Not just like supportive in, you know, me and my changes with pregnancy, the ups and downs that I've experienced, and being there for me and doing what I've needed him to do with or without asking or whatever it is, but seeing how he's changed in excitement for our baby, who they say maybe it's a little bit harder for the father or whatever to connect because it really doesn't hit them until the baby's born. I'm sure that'll be more so true. Yeah, I'm sure he'll feel more connected once our baby is born. But like seeing as like he's been able to see and feel our baby move more and more, or see me grow and grow and everything, it's just, I'm literally gonna cry. It's been my favorite part of pregnancy. Like, again, I'm talking about TikTok quite a bit in this episode, aren't I? But there was a time where it was a trend on TikTok, I think maybe my second trimester. So this probably like early springish, where it was like this meme, is that the word, video, whatever, of like a scene from, what is that show on HBO, Euphoria, of the Australian guy. I hope people know where I'm going. What's his name? Jacob Elordi. And it was like one scene where it was the actual scene where the blonde girl is like walking up to him hoping to get his attention. He completely ignores her. And unfortunately, some of these TikToks that were using that video were like, how pregnancy has actually been for me and my partner. And unfortunately, it's caused a drift in them. But then there was another clip, which was a blooper of that same exact scene where they walked up to each other and were like hugging and so smiley and looked so close to each other, the two actors from that show. And thankfully, in my case, I have never felt like closer to my husband, like more obsessed with him and everything than I've been throughout this. And it's just been so fun because honestly, he is my best friend. He is my confidant. I really just want to always be with him. Like, I just really enjoy his company. And I never knew how pregnancy would affect that. Would we get sick of each other? Maybe because of hormones, him because I would need him to do a lot. Like, how would that affect us and our dynamic? And again, if anything, it's made us grow closer and closer. So it's been just so fun. It's just definitely been a pregnancy fave of mine to just see him, like, and how this all has affected him. It's made me love him more. So yeah, there are some random pregnancy faves for you guys. But again, my baby's been born by the time this episode is posted. I've got a little baby. That's weird. But most likely, guys, because I'm busy with my little baby, if you're messaging me and I'm not responding, it's because I'm being a mom. What? So I just want to say, while I do want to hear from you guys, please send me your messages. If you have any questions about anything, don't feel free to ask. Don't hesitate. But also, again, please be patient because I'm focusing on other things right now. However, if you are a client or a potential client and you have any questions, need any help with anything, Casey is happy to help you. Please reach out to her in the meantime if you're questions, needs, whatever are more timely, and she will take care of you. Casey is amazing. We love her. Jocelyn's also helping so much, so she helps a ton too. So I'm just so thankful for both of them, like so incredibly thankful for them. But I'm probably going to skip an episode after this week, guys, just because I don't have the time this week to pre-record another episode. And next week, I'm literally having my baby. So probably skip in a week or two. I hope you guys are okay with that. But I'm so thankful that you've listened to today's episode, that you've invited me into your life to listen to this episode today. And I hope you guys stay safe. I love you so much. And I will talk with you in the next episode. Bye.